Blog Talk Radio.
Another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. Glory be to God. And today is the first Tuesday of the month. Glory be to God. And of course, our very own Apostle Lena Emmons come on every first and third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Glory to God. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line?
Hello, praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank you,
God.
Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well,
this
praise God
time,
for.
Apostle, I yield the line to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, bless God. Again, praise God for you, Evangelist Hannah. Praise God for Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders. Praise God for even the visionaries. Glory to God for Prophetess, Minister Teresa Dox and her husband. Praise God for the man of God, Brother Quentin. We praise God for all of you this evening and for the grace to, and the mercy that the Father has sown afresh. We're so grateful to be on this broadcast. And we praise God for this first Tuesday of the month of February 2013. We're again so grateful to the opportunity that has been given me for to share the word. We bless God for you, my brother. We praise God for you, my sister. Those of you under the sound of my voice, we know that God, of course, has not forgotten. He still has you on his mind. The Bible tells us that God not only ever liveth, even Jesus himself represents us, even at the right hand of the Father. And he continually makes intercession for us. And so there's a great confidence that we all should maintain regardless of what our present temporary circumstance might look like. Again, let us just touch and agree briefly in a word of prayer. Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word. We thank you for moving mightily, even during this broadcast. We thank you, Father, for the open heaven, Lord God, that you've graced us with. Lord Jesus, we claim such a mighty move of God during this discussion this evening. Lord Jesus, we thank you that the blood of Jesus has qualified us to experience the weighty presence of God. We ask, O God, that you tonight would show us your glory, that you would reveal yourself afresh to us, that you would meet with us during this discussion, this broadcast, that you would visit us, O God, and that you would bear witness, even, Father, Lord God, with angelic manifestations. We thank you, Father, that according to your word, it tells us in Revelations, the 19th chapter, that you have given us a mandate that does, Lord God, include the angels of God. And we, Father, tonight employ them. Lord God, we tonight, we ask, Father, that you would send them forth for even throughout the globe on behalf of those under the sound of my voice, and cause the angels of God to testify afresh of you, Christ Jesus. Cause the angels of God to move mightily and swiftly to dismantle, annihilate, and destroy, Father, every work of the enemy. We trust you that the word of God will be released with power. We trust you, God, that the word of God would be released to bring, Father, liberty and freedom to those that are bound, and that the word of God will be released, Lord God, as a hammer tonight to dismantle and destroy everything that the enemy has hammered down and has lied to us and told us that it cannot be broken. We thank you that every stronghold is broken tonight, even by the word of God. We praise and bless you, God, for the salvation of everyone that will hear us tonight. I claim your salvation, my brother. I claim your salvation, my sister. We bless and praise you tonight, Father, that this is the night of all nights, and that you're moving by your spirit, and that you're moving, Father, even in symphony with the angelic hosts and with heaven moving with us tonight. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory and the praise for the impact, Father, of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bless God. In Jesus' name, amen. We'd like you to turn in your Bibles over to Isaiah 55. We touched bases with this psalm on Sunday, and so for some that were with us on Sunday, this might be considered the leftovers. Praise God, but I don't know about you, but I like leftovers. I like we fried beans, and sometimes what's left over has more potency and more taste and flavor than the original meal when it's presented. In Isaiah, the 55th chapter, we'd like for you to look at what it tells us in the Word of God. And I want to focus in, I like to try to focus in, praise God, on verse 11. It says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." I also like for you to go to Acts, glory to God, 19, verse 20. This is a scripture that we quote every Sunday at our gathering. Praise God on Sundays. Verse 20 says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. We want to encourage you, my brother. We want to encourage you, my sister, to revisit the word. We encourage you to bask yourself in the sunlight of the Word of God. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to read in Isaiah 55 at verse 11. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. Verse 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, without producing any effect. It shall not return unto me void or useless, but it, the word, shall accomplish that which I please and purpose." So God, when he releases the word, when he speaks, it is to please God himself, and it also has a purpose. And it says, "And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." I'm sure all of us would agree that God does not waste his words. Now, the Bible tells us that all of us shall be judged of speaking vain words. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, that we will stand in judgment for our words. We will stand in judgment for using vain words. Well, our God, praise God, does not speak vanity, or he does not waste his words. Every word that he speaks is an instrument that produces the appropriate corresponding effect. And every word that our God speaks, of course, is extremely useful, and it pleases God, and it provides a purpose. There's an original intent that God himself has in mind when he speaks. Now, the word of God, again, like I'm trying to say and encourage you, my brother, you know, praise God, this is only the second month of this calendar year. And so we encourage you to fall in love with the Word of God again. We encourage you and we advise you to revisit the Word. I want to encourage you to embrace the Word of God like you have not previously embraced it. I want you afresh to ask the Lord to do a new thing in you regarding the Word of God. We, of course, we have so much information today that we have to deal with. We, as some people say, we are living in an information age, and I surely would not beg to differ with that. You know, we got all kinds of different media that provides stimuli for us, stimuli that has a purpose and has a function. I mean, stimuli can cause us to experience a great pleasure, great enjoyment, unbelievable satisfaction, and it can be extremely distracting. The information that you and I may decide to delve into can be something that can take us far away from our purpose and far away from what God had in mind, even as he has released his word into our own lives. The Bible tells us that the word of God, when it goes forth and released out of the mouth of God, that it will not return unto God Almighty void. It's going to produce. It's going to yield the appropriate return that God had in mind from the beginning. I need for you to turn with us over to Psalms, praise God. And of course, we'll be back here at Isaiah 55. You know, the Word of God is alive. The Bible tells us that. The Word of God itself is alive. As you turn to Psalms 119, I want you to listen to these words of the writer of Hebrews, verse 12, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. For the word that God speaks, and read there in Isaiah 55, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. So we're talking again about the word of God. It says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it, speaking of the word, active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life or the soul and the immortal spirit and the joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Now, this is the essence of the word that God speaks. The word is alive. The word of God is full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. The Word of God is not lacking power. Now, again, we want to encourage you to fall in love with the Word of God again and to revisit the Word. And I remember from years ago, in Bible college, in theology school, one of the things that they encourage us to do is to read the Word of God as though we never read it before. To read the Word of God as though we never read it. And I found over the years that if we have the relationship that God demands, if we have an open heart, if we are willing to be taught, if we're willing to be disciplined or discipled in the Word of God, the Spirit of God has the opportunity to help us to understand some things. But the Word of God is not dead. The Word of God is alive. Now, over here in Psalms 119, praise God. And again, this broadcast tonight is to encourage and urge you to receive the Word of God, to appropriate the fullness of the Word of God. The Word of God itself has within itself the self-energizing power. It's called the glory of God. It is the supernatural essence from God Almighty. You know, your words are extension of you. What you say, I mean, is going to resonate in your life. I mean, we all are going to stand in judgment for the things that we've said and the things that we do. What you say does make a difference. And we are, again, an extension of what we say, and our words are an extension of who we are. The Word of God has this capacity to be able to distinguish the very essence of what our makeup is, spirit, soul, and body. God can do that. And he is and he will distinguish this at the judgment seat of Christ for every believer. And, of course, at the great white throne judgment for every unbeliever. Look at Psalms 119. I want you to turn to the very first verse of Psalms 119. I don't know about you, but I encourage you to read all. This is the very longest psalm in all of them listed. There's 176 verses here. And, again, this is one of my favorite psalms. But look at verse 1. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way. I don't know if you understand or recognize what the way is. The way is representative of none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in his word, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He himself acknowledges and identifies himself as the way. And here it says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, the word law here, there, as you read Psalms 119, you'll find that the word law, precepts, statutes, we find all kinds of different wording that is representative of the word. We also find the word judgments. We see testimonies, all kinds of different words that acknowledge. So when we say law, we also referring to commandments, statutes, as I've already noted. And so here it says, blessed are the undefiled. Glory to God. In my commentary here, it says, the undefiled are the perfect, the perfect, the perfected, or the sincere. If you're sincere, my brother, if you're sincere, my sister, which means that you really have an open heart to God. You have laid your cards on the table with God daily. And you, now first of all, we are all transparent before God. There's nothing that we can hide from the Lord. And so for the undefiled, the perfected, are those who are being perfected by God. Those that are have placed themselves in God's care and protection sincerely. It says, those who walk in the law of the Lord. It says that we're blessed. And amplified it, this word blessed means blessed, of course. It means to be happy. Now, I found that one of the best ways to be happy is just lining up with the word. This word, blessed, it says happy, fortunate, to be envied. So happy folk, folk that potentially are envied by others, are fortunate folk, are folk that are blessed. Go to verse 89 here in Psalms 119. Psalms 89. We need to recognize the fact here. Praise God. Glory to God. A fact. Verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." There's no disagreement. There's no controversy in heaven about the word. Everything is set and ordered. Everything is in agreement in heaven regarding the word of God. There's no controversy about the word. Let's go to verse 11 of Psalms 119. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart." Have you hid his word? That's another reason why we want to encourage you to fall in love with the word of God again. Praise God. And some of you, you may wonder why I'm, particularly putting some emphasis on this. Well, because I think many times we can get moved by situations and circumstances versus the word. As I read there in Acts 19, verse 20, "So mightily grew." See, the word of God needs to grow inside of us. The word of God ought to be, it ought to be something that is steadily increasing inside of us and in our lives. It says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." See, the word of God, remember, is self-energized. The word of God has the operative energizing power to cause itself to work. So as we increase in the word, as we do what we can to hide the word in our hearts, to lay up the word of God in our hearts. It says, "Thy word," verse 11, "have I hid in my heart that I might not sin." So are you, am I suggesting, yes I am, that if you lay up the word of God with the help of the Holy Spirit, remember, he's the helper. He's in the earth to help us through and by the word. The Spirit of God uses the raw essence, and he uses the word of God to help us to live this life. And one of the major things that the Spirit of God is doing through the word is to help us to minimize sin, to help us to ensure that sin, our own personal sins, will not disqualify us or make us ineligible to access the very best that God Almighty has aligned for us in Christ Jesus. Here it says, "Thy word have I hid or laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee," talking about God. So the word of God and us allowing the word of God to have its place in our lives will bring us into an alignment with Jesus, the word himself, that there are sins that are waging war against us will be dismantled and destroyed. Habits of self-destruction. Some of you, under the sound of my voice, are still challenged with cigarette smoking. Still challenged with things that you say out of your mouth that you will never put in your hands, where you've allowed wicked words, evil words, vulgarity. And you might say, well, you know, I was just overcome with emotion anger, and I see it when I see it. Well, you know, the Word of God, placing the Word of God upon your lips, which requires hiding it in your heart. Well, again, dismantle, decapitate, destroy, and minimize sin. Let's turn to verse 130. It says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. My, I love that. When we hide the Word of God into our hearts, when we take God's written word with the help of the Holy Spirit, as the sower himself, Jesus of Nazareth, sows the word with the help of the Holy Ghost. Remember, the sower is the Lord of glory. As he sows his word into us, the entrance of his own word sown into us, it giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I love what the Amplified says here. It says, the entrance and the unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. Now, I want you to understand this word light here, we're not just talking about where you go into your in a room in your dwelling, your house, and you flick the light switch and the light comes on. Now, we're talking about illumination. We're talking about revelation. We're talking about the wisdom of God. We're talking about the glory of God administered to us by the Holy Spirit, where we now discover more about Jesus. It says, the entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. Let's keep going. Again, we want to encourage you, please, yield your heart, rend your heart to God afresh. Allow the Spirit of God to have your revival of the Word of God. Let's go to verse 165. Let's look at this. It said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, if you want some peace, well, why don't you spend some time in the Word of God? Why don't you take some time out of your busy schedule and just get into the Word, read the Word, meditate upon the Word of God? In Amplified, it says it this way, great peace have they who love the law. Nothing shall offend them or make them stumble. You know, it's amazing how many Christians, believers, don't have any peace. And yet, Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace. He's the God of Peace. And Jesus leads us even by his own peace. In Philippians 1 and 6, it tells us that the peace of God shall rule our hearts. So we need the peace of God to rule and to reign. It says, great peace have they which love the law, and nothing shall offend them. I need you to go to verse 18 of this Psalms 119. Praise God. Verse 18. Now, we've discovered and see here that if we hide the Word of God into our hearts, that the Word of God, because it's self-energized, the Word of God is already anointed, and it will produce it. We saw here in Isaiah 55, the Word of God will produce, it will be effective, and it will not be useless. It will get the job done. We saw also that the Word of God will bring peace Don't you need a little peace, my brother? Don't you need a little peace, my sister? The word of God will bring you that shalom, that tranquility, that calmness and serenity to, for some of you, if you embrace the word of God, the high blood pressure you've been dealing with will be destroyed. Right now, I break the curse of high blood pressure upon anyone under the sound of my voice. I dismantle every diagnosis of high blood pressure in Jesus' name. I, Father, appropriate the healing angels, the power of God, release and dismantling high blood pressure right now in Jesus' name. Verse 18, it says, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. Now, here we see that the word of God will put us in a place where we can receive wondrous things out of the word of God. But it's the Lord God who will open unto us the treasure that's found in the word. Look at verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Now, we can independently gain the very essence and the very force that's in the word of God without God. We have to have God himself to quicken us. In Amplified, the word quicken there is defined as revive and stimulation. God will revive us. We've been asking some of you, praise God, you join with us in this time of preparation for this year, and we encourage you all to be very aware that God wants to use you as an instrument of revival. The word of God will cause us to be revived. However, it's not without the help and the aid of the Holy Spirit. It says, quicken thou me according to thy word. When we read the word, when we study the word, we ought to be asking the Father that he would quicken us according to what we read. Verse 26, I have declared my ways, and thou hearest me. Teach me thy statutes. We ought to humble ourselves and ask God to teach us his statutes. Verse 27, make me to understand the ways of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Look at verse 28. My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Again, we see here that we ought to be, if we're going to see the word of God increase, if the word of God is going to mightily increase and therefore prevail, that it's going to be as we're quickened and as we're strengthened. Look at verse 88. Verse 88. It says, quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Quicken me after thy loving. See, you and I need to be fully aware of the treasure, the wealth of God's mercy regarding us. The word of God, as we get into the word and study the word, we'll find that all of God's judgments are based upon mercy. Everything that God does, even in judgment, is out of mercy. When we think about God judging us, we got to always be fully aware that God operates and functions, and his foundation for dealing with us is always God's heart is always operating, functioning, flowing out of loving kindness. Remember, the Bible says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. It's always God's heart of mercy to engage us and to deal with us. That's why we got to always be fully aware of this. It's a quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Go to verse 149. We're almost there. Verse 149. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Remember, God's judgments are always based in mercy and loving kindness. The very essence of the covenant we have with God through Jesus Christ is all out of mercy. It's all out of loving kindness. Verse 154, plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Again, we ought to be requesting that God quicken us, make us alive, that God would revive us, that we would ask God to grace us with a fresh passion for his word so that we can then be fully engaged with what God's doing in the earth. Look at verse 156. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Look at verse 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Do you love the precepts, the statutes, the commandments? Do you love the law? Do you love the word of God, my brother, my sister? Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. We want God to quicken us. We want to be made alive according to the precepts, according to what God Almighty has etched in the earth for us to walk in. It's going to come as you and I are one with the word, as you and I are completely at rest. And regardless of the circumstances and situations that we're dealing with, and you may have some circumstances and situations, my brother, that are totally frustrating when you really look at them, totally debilitating, exacerbated. You might be in despair. And I'm going to tell you, even all those things are really bad, but then that's a good thing too, because hopefully you understand that without God, I mean, just that thought, without God. But praise God, God Almighty is available. Look over here in Psalms 119, verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Some of you might feel afflicted. Some of you might feel that you've been, right now you're on your bed of affliction. But I want you to understand something. Look at the rest of what it says here. That I might learn thy statutes. Unfortunately, some of us, you know, we don't learn the easy way. In fact, all of us are that way generally. You know, some of us believe in situation ethics more than we believe in the word. Some of us believe in that experience is the best teacher. And I'm going to tell you right now, experience is not the best teacher. The best teacher is the word. The best teacher are the precepts, commandments, the law. The best precepts are teachings, are the word itself. I want you to listen to this. It says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. That I might learn thy statutes. As we're getting close, praise God, I'm going to read from the Amplified Version in Proverbs 4. Very familiar passage. Foundational, really is. Praise God. Verse 20 of the fourth chapter of Proverbs. I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, my son, and of course that's generic for the people of God, my son, my daughter, attend to my words. And now, mind you, this is Solomon. He's writing to his children, in particular his son. And however, he, Solomon, as he's writing, is a type of Christ writing to the believers. He said, my son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. My brother, my sister, you cannot afford to go against the sayings or the word of God. Verse 21, let them, the word of God, not depart from your sight. So we're to keep putting the word of God before us. In the days of Moses, they literally strapped the word of God as a headband and put it right in front of them. It says, let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. So the word of God is supposed to be deposited, sown, and placed and hidden and laid up in the heart of man. For they, the word of God, are life unto those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. My brother, my sister, receive the word of healing right now. Be healed right now, my brother. Be delivered right now, my sister. Allow the word of God, which is alive. The word of God is quick and powerful. Allow even the voice of God. Allow the word of God. Allow even this word, my brother, to dismantle, destroy, and annihilate sickness and disease in your body right now. The cancer that they say you got, my brother, I decree that you're healed. I decree that you're made whole. I rebuke every cancerous cell in your body. I dismantle and curse every debilitating disease that they have found, even on the ultrasound. Everything that they have legitimately seen in the x-ray, I curse that right now. I dismantle and destroy that right now in Jesus' name. Listen to what it says. Is for they, the word of God, the word is life to those who find it. Find the word tonight. Align yourself with the word of God tonight. Healing and health to all their flesh right now. Allow the word of God to be healing and health right now to you. It says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard. For out of it flow the springs of life. It says, put away from you false and dishonest speech and willful and contrary talk. Put far from you. You know, it's very important that you put away the conversation that enslaves you. For some of you, you need to divorce even what appears to be or may be factual about your circumstance or situation. The question is, are you taking the word of God? And are you aligning yourself with the word? As we heard to our conclusion, turn over to the book of Joshua. Old Testament again. The book of Yeshua. You know, the word, the English word Joshua is translated Yeshua in the Hebrew. After the death of Moses here in verse 1, Joshua, the first chapter. The servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, of course, God acknowledges something that's factual, and God acknowledges that Joshua has a real fascinating job ahead of him. Now he's going to be the one to take these 2.5 million Jews into the kingdom. Well, today, our Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, is right now poised and ready to take us into our promised land. And for some of us, it means that we're going to align ourselves with the breaker himself. In Micah, the second chapter, it talks about the breaker going up before us, the forerunner, the trailblazer himself, Jesus, the chief apostle, going up ahead of us. But look at the words of Joshua, in the book of Joshua, rather, and the words that were given to Joshua by God Almighty. Look at verse 6. It says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest what observe to do according to all the law. Now, mind you, as you heard earlier, we read there in Psalms 119, and it tells us that the law was representative or the same as the word, as the same as God's commandments, his precepts, his statutes. It's all the same. So he said that it was imperative that he observe to do according to all the law of the word, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest what? Prosper. God does want you to prosper. He wants you to be in health, even as your soul prospers. He said that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He says, this book of the law, he's talking about the word. He's talking about the word. He's talking about the commandments of the Lord. He's talking about the precepts and the statutes. He's talking about the very essence of life that's found in Christ Jesus himself. He's talking about the truth. Jesus said he came to set the captives free, but it's through the word. The truth. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So we are to place the word of God, hide it in our hearts, and then we are to take the word of God and we're to speak it, regardless of the circumstance. They say that you're busted, you're broke. Well, the Bible tells us, the word says, that we have been the beneficiaries of Jesus. As he came to the earth, the Bible says he became poor, that we would be rich. So you ought to be decreeing and declaring that you're rich. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Are you meditating in the word? That might be where you're missing it, my brother. That might be why the word of God is not increasing, not mightily increasing in your life. Maybe the problems, the situation, the circumstance, maybe the financial disaster, maybe that's what you're meditating on. If that's the case, no wonder you have more confidence in that. No, you need to meditate in the word. When? Day and night. You need to, in the morning, meditate. You need, throughout the day, meditate. At night, you need to meditate. And this word meditate means, it's of the root, which means to mutter. Which means that you need to speak the word to yourself, around yourself, to others. You need to bear witness and testify. It means that, yeah, you literally read, study. You put yourself under the hearing of the word. You know, you listen to the word on CD, on tape, you watch the word, you know, on television or videos. I mean, this meditation word is so crucial for us. If we're going to gain the benefit of the word of God actively, operatively, affecting our very lives, it says this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Observe to do. You notice the word observe, it has the word serve in it. We're to serve the word. We're to subject ourselves under the servitude of the word. We are to become a bond slave to the word of God. Now remember, the Bible says, so might it include the word of God and prevail. So if we become a servant of the word, if we observe, if we serve the word, yield ourselves as servants, become indentured servants of the word of God, we're going to prevail. Why? Because the word itself will prevail. The word itself is going to produce after its own kind. It says, the word of God shall mightily prevail. It says, if we observe to do according to all that is written therein, but then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want success, my brother? You want success, my sister? Then observe to do according to the word. Allow the word to become your master. Embrace the word of God again. Fall in love with the word of God again, my brother. Yield yourself. Submit yourself to the servitude of the word. It says, if you were to do this, that prosperity becomes your provision. It says, if you were to do this, then good success become your provision. Finally, turn over us to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. Praise God for the Gospels, all four of them. And I don't want to sound biased to any of them. I love them all, praise God. But there's something about the Gospel of John that, at least in my view, it kind of sets the tone for so many things. In the Gospel of John, praise God, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. My God, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now, this is crucial for us to recognize. In Isaiah 9:6, it says, unto us a son is given. Talking about the Son of God being birthed. In Revelations 1:8, it acknowledges some very earnest truth about the Word. And there it tells us that, praise God, that he himself, the Word, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the one that was, he's the one that is, and he's the one that is to come. In verse 8 it tells us he's the Almighty. So the Word of God here, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're talking about the eternal God. So the Word himself, as we look down further, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, speaking of Yeshua HaMashiach, full of grace and truth. My brother, my sister, you know, when you and I observe to do according to the counsel of the words that we have in written form that we call the Holy Bible. Originally it was called the Big Book when they put it together, the Big Book. The Big Book reveals to us the revelation of Jesus Christ. The whole shooting match, all the warfare, everything that has been worn to possess your mind and to own you, is about the Word. My brother, my sister, God is calling us to serve the Word, to subjugate ourselves, to yield ourselves to the Word. Take all of that emotion out. What should I do? Just do the Word. Just yield yourself to the Word. If the Word says this, just obey it. Just subject yourself to it. Observe it. Surrender. Subjugate yourself. Become an indentured servant of the Word. Allow the Word of God to have its place. Allow the Word of God to do its job. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It, the word, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The word of God is going to do its job with or without you or I. It is not going to yield the fruit that God Almighty has in mind. It'll work for you, my brother. It will work for you, my sister. Jesus himself is our guarantee. He guarantees that you will prosper, that you will have good success. He guarantees that healing is yours, that deliverance is yours. He guarantees that you are a success going somewhere to happen, that reconciliation is your portion. The word of deliverance is set in the earth for you to benefit, my brother. You need to stop trusting, stop yielding and submitting and serving the words of the doctors, the lawyers, even those folk that are hating on you. Why are you giving their words legal right to oppress you? Jesus has given you life and more abundantly. Let us pray. Father, your word says that the entrance of your word giveth light. Lord, tonight, as we have endeavored to encourage those under the sound of my voice to allow the word of God to have first place and legal authority to rule and to govern the affairs of those under the sound of my voice tonight, Lord, I ask, O God, that you would quicken my brother, quicken my sister right now, those under the sound of my voice. Father, cause such a grace and an anointing, a tangible presence and power. Father, I pray the glory of God. I ask, O God, that you would meet my brother, meet my sister, those under the sound of my voice now. Cause such a reservoir and a flow of the glory that raised you, Jesus, from the dead to fall upon those under the sound of my voice. Lord Jesus, reveal yourself. Unveil yourself. Make yourself known, Lord. I ask, O God, that you move mightily upon the behalf of those under the sound of my voice, and that you would visit my brother, visit my sister tonight, even after this blog talk, radio, internet broadcast is over. Father, by your spirit, raise Father, visit us, oh God. Meet with us. I pray, God, that you would dispatch it and that you would send forth angels, ministering spirits, that you would deploy and station and cause angelic encounters to be the portion of those under the sound of my voice, that you would cause the angels to dismantle and destroy the works of the enemy, and that you would cause the angels to testify of you, Christ Jesus, and your finished work on the cross at Calvary. Father, I pray, O God, that you would cause your destroying, burning, lifting power right now to be released among those under the sound of my voice. I curse and dismantle all cancer tonight. I destroy every growth in my brother's stomach, in my sister's stomach, every evil growth in the throat of my brother, in the throat of my sister, every malignant tumor in the lungs of my brother, in the throat of my sister tonight, in the Najee. I curse every water, every large growth, every growth the size of a peanut, every growth the size of an orange or apple right now. I curse those growths right now, and I dismantle and destroy the very essence of their presence in my brother's life, in my sister's life. Father, I command all of the stress that my brother's feeling, the stress my sister's feeling on their head, like someone has their head in a vice. I break that vice now. I crush and smash that band right now in the name of Jesus. I command that rope to be broken, destroyed, and annihilated in Jesus' name. I take the sword of the Spirit, and I cut and sever those appendages, those threads, and those yokes be broken now. I break and dismantle them with the sword of the Spirit. I lay the axe to the wood. I call for the word of God to be released right now as a hammer in your life, my brother, as a hammer in your life, my sister. Dismantle and destroy every stronghold that's represented in my brother's life, that's represented in my sister's life now. Father, I thank you for the angelic host right now moving at the speed of light at 286,000 miles a second to dismantle, Father, the satanic oppression, Father, of those under the sound of my voice. Father, I appropriate and claim the supernatural, miraculous manifestations that reveal you, Jesus. I welcome afresh and I claim the omnipotent presence and power of the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, be released. Lord, move mightily among the people of God, among those that are under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause the glory of God to be released. Father, I pray, O God, that you would set apart everyone under the sound of my voice, and that you, God, would cause a new move of the Holy Ghost. Father, even, Lord God, that bears witness of Jesus, Lord, cause a fresh love for the word to fall upon the hearts of those under the sound of my voice. Lord, cause a new day to spring forth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we claim the victory right now. We claim deliverance right now for those under the sound of my voice. Lord, I lay hold of this fresh move of God for my brother, for my sister, in Jesus' name. Father, for those under the sound of my voice that have not up to this point acknowledged Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, as their Savior and Lord, my brother, my sister, this is the set time. Right now is the appropriate time. Right now, even the fact that you're listening to this is representative of God moving in your life. And my brother, my sister, this is the time for you to receive Jesus. The Spirit of God has made it plain to you. There's a hell to shun. There's a heaven to gain. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, the writer Paul tells us that if you or I or anyone shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. I don't know if you're aware of it, my brother, my sister, but Jesus has risen from the dead. The Bible tells us it's a historic reality. And the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, my brother, right now, my sister, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe the word. I believe that Jesus came from the heart of God to the earth, and that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And the Bible says that God raised him from the dead on the third day. I believe that in my heart. I say it with my mouth. And I receive Jesus right now as my personal Savior and Lord. The Bible says that since I believe this and since I've confessed this, that salvation is mine, that I'm saved. And so right now, I acknowledge and I declare that I'm saved. Father, I believe what the word says. And I pray right now that you would receive me as one of your children. I thank you now, O God, that I'm born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed, by the word of the living God. Father, I thank you now that I am heaven bound, that I am yours. I'm your property. I bless and praise you that I am saved according to what it says in Romans 10, 13. Father, the word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I call upon you now, Jesus. Save me. And according to your word, Jesus, you have. I'm saved right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I seal my brother, I seal my sister in the blood of Jesus. Those that have prayed, those that have received you, Jesus, the word, those that have received eternal life in you, Christ Jesus. Father, I seal them now. And I pray, God, for the sake of those under the sound of my voice, that you afresh cause such a fresh anointing and a power, the power of God, to fall upon us. Help us, Father, to be the witnesses that you called us to be. Move mightily. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God.
Amen, amen, and glory to God, glory to God. And if you are over the phone lines or over the internet and you received Christ as your Lord and Savior, the word of God say, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus, that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved. So we are just rejoicing and praising God for your salvation, and the angels are rejoicing. If you do not have a Bible, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org and let us know. We would love to send you a Bible or a Bible on MP3 player. Glory to God. If you have prayer requests, we would love to stand in the faith fight with you. So let us know your prayer requests. Glory be to God. And also, Kingdom Builders International has intercessory prayer Monday through Saturday from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. And the number is 218-895-0280. And the code is 7729. And again, the number is 218-895-0280. And the code is 7729, the word prayer. Pray, glory to God. And also, Kingdom Builders International is having a second prophetic intercessor conference of 2013 in the Detroit, Michigan area, April the 25th to the 27th. Glory be to God. Come out and join us. You can also get information on the conference on the website. You can also register on the website. And if you would like to send a donation into Kingdom Builders International, you can also do that on the website. And it is a secure website. And again, the website is www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And you will be sowing into good ground, helping build up the kingdom of God, and glory to God. And Apostle, as always, we eat good at the table of the Lord when he used you, man of God. We love you. We appreciate you. And at this time, do you have any closing remarks?
Well, praise God. Again, we are, again, so appreciative to Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders. Praise God for the visionaries and for the advancing of the kingdom of God through, you know, this vehicle, Blog Talk Radio. Again, I love you all and appreciate the opportunity to share the word. And we're so grateful to God, you know, for the opportunity to have these discussions. Amen.
Amen, and glory to God, glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over Apostle Emmons and his family in Living Way Christian Center. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of backlash or retaliation that the enemy may try to send out against the man of God, against his family, against the ministry. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word went forth tonight, powerful and strong in the mighty name of Jesus, unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening doors for the men of God and for the ministry, Father God. He will recognize them doors and run through them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for supernatural increase, God. Miracle signs and wonders following the word of God. In the men that God made you, Lord God. I thank you for the revelation and wisdom that you have given the men of God, and that the eyes of his understanding will be open even the more, so he will truly know the hope of his calling in the name of Jesus and his inheritance in the saints. Glory be to God. And we give you all the praises and all the glory and all the honor, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Father. That we can be vessels that you can use, Lord God. That through us, Holy Spirit can glorify the Jesus in our lives, Lord God. We magnify you, honor you. We love you, Lord God. In Jesus' matchless mighty name, I pray, amen, and glory to God, and hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, God. We're going to see you. Hey, little boss, I'm coming. It's according to me, shut the little see you of all the glory and honor and praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We praise and magnify you, glorify you, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we thank God for everyone that has called in over the phone lines.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God for all the internet yes, listeners and for all the youth
yes,
that's going to listen afterwards. In the
yes,
name of Jesus,
Lord.
Go tell somebody about the teaching. They can go on the website and listen to the teaching again. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And in closing, our God loves you. Remember that. Glory be to God. Remember what the men of God said. Meditate in the word, on the word. Ask God to quicken the word in you when you read and when you pray. Glory be to God. And when you study his word. Eat the word of God. Like you eat your food. One day don't eat food. Eat the word of God. Glory be to God. And watch him increase you spiritually. Watch him do it. Glory be to God. And we give him all the praises and honor
Thank
and
you.
Glory. Glory to God. And again, Apostle, we appreciate you. We love you. And good night.
Good night. Bless God. We love you. Appreciate you all as well. God bless
you. Bless you.
In your time of trouble, just reach out and say the name, the sweet name.